This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We talked about it last week that, well, Heather Small's at the GH on Thursday.
This Thursday.
Yeah. And last week, Mel B was doing a quick appearance at the GH. Now,
Britain must be empty.
Well, I don't know. Yes.
They're all over here.
Exactly.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Well, we were sort of talking about it with a few friends on Friday night about, you know, that you could apparently go along and pay a fair sum of money to meet Mel B. And I said, oh, okay, that's interesting. I wonder if anyone will do it, right? Because, I don't know, it was a lot of money.
Right.
Right, close to $100.
Okay.
Right. And I thought, and so we were chatting about it as friends. We're like, oh, like, you know, I wonder, and I go, I don't reckon there'll be many people that will do it. Because a lot of money, and I think you basically got a photograph and you got to have a bit of a chat. Anyway, went on to a party on Saturday night, a friend's birthday party. And this mutual friend was there and he said, I can't stay late. I'm going to meet Mel B.
Wow.
And I said, oh, wow. I said, well, I'll be honest. I didn't think there'd be many people that were going to pay to meet her. And he goes, well, I'm going to meet her and I need to find something that I can ask her. And I said, oh, okay. All right. Let's workshop this. And so there was a group of us and we were all like talking about what kind of things could you ask Mel B as your little question.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why is it like, you know, what has led you to want to meet her? And he said, meeting all the Spice Girls is on my bucket list. I've got one already. She'll be number two. And I said, well, there's your question. How can I meet the other three?
Who's the one that he met?
Jerry, I think. I can't remember how. I did ask.
Jerry for $10.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
She's not done very well with her record.
I did see that. I don't know how he's... I reckon the other ones who might be all right, except for Posh.
She was the tough one.
Yeah, I thought she was kind of like, you know, that's... But, you know, he's got the rest of his life. He's only young.
Right.
Like, you know, they're not going to be famous forever. Like,
no.
There's going to be one point where...
Well, I know what you mean, though. Yeah.
So, anyway, we went along to the venue and we were, like, standing. And so it was, like, in the upstairs part. And so you could sort of see from down below, like, you could see people meeting her. It was like a McDonald's drive-thru. Like, there were a lot of people doing it. But it was literally like up to the thing, take a photo, smile. Okay, next. Up to the thing,
so
take
didn't
a photo,
really get to
smile.
Ask a no, question.
I said, how did your question go? He goes, well, I didn't even get. He goes, I was a bit starstruck, as you would be. But he said, I didn't get to ask her because it was literally we got moved along.
Wow.
Anyway, then they had her on stage later on in the night, which was fantastic because they played a new single, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and she sang a little bit on it. And then they interviewed her. And the drag queen who was interviewing her, whose name might end with Minogue, said to her, oh, you know, we miss you so much on TV. Ladies and gentlemen, don't we miss Mel B on TV? Now tell me, what was it like doing Australia's Got Talent? And Mel B said, oh, well, I didn't do Australia's Got Talent. I did X Factor. I'm starstruck. So, yeah, that's as close as I got to a Spice Girl.
Well, because Julian had worked with Baby Spice.
Ah, Julian Clary.
Yes, yeah. And when I was over there, I thought I'd quite like to meet Emma.
Yes, Emma Bunting.
Didn't. Yet.
No.
No.
Why not?
Because she was in a different dressing room and nowhere near where Julian's was.
Right.
Apparently, I think they get along.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be one of those people that said, can I meet Emma? But I should have.
Yeah. Next
Because, you know, we just want to meet who we want to meet.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
there are
gonna,
some
you know,
people on there, on you know, that are kind of royalty.
Yeah.
And yeah,
or
she's
just
up there.
Camp.
Yeah.
I wanted my iPhone picture with Emma.
Yes.
Never going to get it now.
Make a bit strip.
I'm going to.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We were just having a chat about going, doing the Albert Park Lake.
Going for a bit of a walk, yes.
Walking
not right now.
Like crazy.
Yes.
On Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just at that moment,
yes.
I got a message from Jade Leonard.
Saying?
Would I like to do the tan in an hour?
Oh, my, right, like...
And I thought, well, I would, but I don't think Glenn would be happy.
Well, I imagine that.
She's been down Bourke Street Mall.
Yes.
Meeting Dita Von Teese.
So you said to me, did you see Jade Leonard met Dita Von Teese?
Mm.
And I said, remind me who that is.
He is a very attractive burlesque... Well, she's sort of really just... she's done burlesque. And,
yep.
But now, these days, I think she's sort of more famous for being at events and
right.
looking pretty darn gorgeous
well,
in her
The photos do say that she looks pretty darn gorgeous in her underwear.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, she was in the birdcage
oh.
on the cup day.
Yes.
And a certain friend of ours
right.
went to have a picture taken with her.
Yes.
And Dita said no.
Really?
Dita says no.
So the person said, can I have a photo with you? This is at the birdcage, in the birdcage. Right. Are you not saying who the person was?
Well. She's a very tall lady.
Yes.
Glamazon.
All right, yeah.
Bit of a theatrical royalty.
Oh, yes.
And her name's Bonda.
Hi, this is Rhonda Birchmore on the Royal Dolphins. Like me, this show has got legs.
Yeah, Rhonda got told she couldn't have a photo.
Which is just, I mean, it's a bit rude, isn't it?
Well, it's very unusual.
Oh, well, I mean, we all like, I guess, you know, our privacy, but it is lovely Rhonda. It's not like, you know, one of us running up
no,
to
exactly.
Dita.
No, exactly, yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
Well, Jade Leonard did not get refused a photo.
No, mind you, Dita was trying to sell her all her knickers. And
yes.
That. So she's probably going to pose for everybody, wasn't she?
Probably.
Gorgeous picture of her and Jade.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, tricky.
Yeah, but no, Jade Leonard, Michael cannot come and do the tan with you tonight because he's on the radio till 7
yes,
o'clock.
In an
We've
hour.
Been doing this for 4 years. You'd think you would know
you'd think
the schedule.
You've been
now.
On enough.
Exactly right.
Now, a lot of people were making the most out of there being a 4-day weekend
yes.
if they were able, you know.
Mm.
And one of those people was another mate of ours, and often we talk about our mates, but why not?
Yes.
You know, but people know them and, you know.
That's right.
You sort of open it up. If you want to talk about yours, send in a message.
We would love to hear from you.
Yeah. Perhaps you've got mates that drink a lot.
Maybe you do.
Well, Luke.
Can we meet them?
Luke Gallagher and I
yes.
and Trevor and Liam, we all went out on to Sundaylicious.
Right.
On Sunday. Now, there's yes. a lot of girls there.
It is an event that is marketed more towards the girls.
Completely.
Yes.
And we could not have been happier.
Right. Why is that?
Because we just wanted to go and have a lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
And those curls down there at the wharf know how to have a good time.
Right, I've
the
never
music
been.
It was great.
I must go sometime.
Well, Trevor and I were dancing up a storm.
Now, were you in drag?
I was not.
No.
I
have
had
done some delicious drag.
Ladies' knickers on. Yeah,
oh,
right.
yeah.
No, and so we were just having a good. Danae and Zoe were there as well.
Yes.
It was lovely.
Great.
Now, Danae did walk over to me and said, who's responsible for Luke? Because he was enjoying the Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, lucky him.
And why not?
Exactly.
You know? And I said, look, I don't know if anybody is.
Mm.
There's been no designated Luke ambassador.
Well, maybe you need to start including that in the
it's
events
tricky.
That you attend.
I would imagine it would have to be a paid job, though.
Well, a highly paid job.
You know. So that's not
Danae
easy.
Looking for work?
I don't know. She's busy, busy, busy.
All right.
So then, basically, they just had a great time.
Right, yes.
I left early, probably about 6.
A.M.
No, in the evening.
Yes.
You know, and because I didn't drink really. So
no.
Still had a nice time dancing.
Good on
and
you.
And then I get home and look, because Facebook is wonderful to find out where everybody is.
Well, it makes you feel like you were there.
Well, they were checking in, Liam, Trevor, and Luke
yes.
At some kebab place on Smith Street in Collingwood.
Well, those three know how to be healthy, don't they?
Well, Luke has shares in the business.
Pretty much.
Which is perfect.
Any fast food.
And then apparently he has had his kebab and then just said, I'm not going to go to anywhere else. I'm going to go home.
Right.
To which the next day he said, I think I dropped everybody home. I said, I don't think you did. You just had your kebab and you left.
Right.
Apparently. And then come morning time, I woke
yes.
up about 5 in the morning, whatever, seems to be the way, and I get a text message saying, if you wake up early, I'm asleep on the balcony.
Of your balcony?
Yes, it's Liam. He'd forgotten his keys.
Right.
And shimmied up the side of the building.
Oh my, what?
It was like, I couldn't believe it.
You're on the, like, you're the first floor.
Yeah.
Is it the first or the second floor?
Well, not the ground one. The next one. Yeah.
So he had, what is he, Spider-Man or something?
I don't know. We'd recently bought a new bench and there he was asleep on it. It was like housing the homeless. And I woke him up and said, come inside now, quickly. Don't ever do that again. You know, just buzz, which he's done in the past.
Yes, I would have buzzed.
Yeah.
I would have rang you.
Exactly.
Gosh.
Well, you know, and so then he comes in the next day complaining he had pains in his arms. I'm not surprised you're shimmying at the bloody building.
Wow.
What do you think this is? It's not some movie.
It's not a homeless shelter.
I couldn't believe it.
You and your friends.
And that bench got a good use.
Well, good on it.
Yeah.
At least you know it's sleepable.
Exactly.
God.
Yeah.
Have people, Rose can stay on it when she comes.
I'm thinking it's not a bad idea.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
My neighbours.
Yes.
So I've got a few things have been happening in my block. It's a little bit weird. It's a little bit like a soap opera some of the days. Well, let me tell you that there's this guy that lives in my apartment block. He and his girlfriend live just two doors down from me. Right. And this guy's really nice. And we always sort of see each other in the hallways and always just exchange pleasantries. But that's all. It's never really gone any further than that. But this guy works at the supermarket.
Oh, no.
Right. So sometimes when I'm buying my groceries, he will serve me. Well, it's just happened once, I think. Anyway, it happened on Sunday. Now, I need to ask you whether this is kind of weird, right? Because one day his apartment was open for inspection and I thought, well, I'll go and have a look.
People do that.
Exactly.
People do
that. Of course. And so I went and had a look and, you know, I was sort of looking around and I just noticed a few little interesting things.
Well, you probably shouldn't have looked through the drawers.
Well, but, yeah, why not?
You know.
Anyway, we were talking and he said, oh, you know, what are you up for cup day and blah, 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 and et cetera. And I said,
was he there when he was having the inspection?
No, this is at the supermarket.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Gosh.
And at the supermarket, he's like, what are you up to cup day? And I said, oh, you know, this and that. What about you? He says, oh, I've got a uni thing on. And I said, what are you studying? And he said, I don't know, visual arts. And I said, oh, okay. I said, because I was in your apartment
you
one
didn't
day.
Say that.
Yeah. Well, I explained the context. Oh. I said, you know, when your apartment was open for inspection.
I'm glad you explained.
And I said, and I noticed a psychology textbook.
Oh.
And I wondered maybe you were studying psychology. And
right.
He said, no, that's my girlfriend. And I said, well, you know, the reason that I noticed is that because I'm a psychologist. And
yes.
So the book kind of hit out. And he said, I know you're a psychologist. And I said, how do you know that?
Yeah.
And he said, well, one day
I was in your apartment.
We got some of your mail.
Oh.
And my girlfriend then Googled your name and saw what you did.
Really?
Now, does that not trump my I noticed your psychology textbook, I'm a bit of a sticky beak?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes.
Yes.
I think you're all as bad as each other.
Perhaps.
And so she'd got your mail and then she didn't open it.
No, she didn't open it. They must have put it in my mailbox.
But why on earth would she Google
that? Well, this is, I agree. She said, he goes, we Googled your name.
Because if I got someone's other mail, I'd look at what the number was and think, well, maybe it was meant to go there.
Yes.
You know.
Well, of course you would. That's what everyone does.
So, oh, I wonder why. Maybe I'll Google that name.
Yes, exactly.
No.
And I said, yes, I know.
Do they look at you with sort of longing in their eyes?
I don't know.
Are they after a third wheel?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, but weird.
Do they strike you as needing sort of, you know,
psychological intervention? Perhaps they do.
Now, you didn't give him any of the information, you know, like he'd seen the psychology book and he'd be, you know. Oh, I see that you wear briefs instead of boxes.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
But what I found amusing was A, that they Googled my name, but B, that they told me that they did it.
Well, I expect he felt comfortable knowing you'd looked around his place.
And found out that his girlfriend's studying psychology.
Well, I never.
There you go. Nosy neighbours.
I'd move.
Would you?
I think I would.
I'm not moving.
No, it's not right.
Make them move.
God, you're all Mrs. Mangle.
Yes.
Exactly. It's not right.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You are certainly with Glenn and Michael. That, of course, is M People.
Yes.
Loads of requests for that one today, haven't we?
Yeah, big time. And it must be, I don't know if it's a little weird, we can ask her, because on the line now we've got the very lovely Heather Small, and that would have been the hold music for you. How was that? Welcome.
Thank you so very much. While I was holding, I was jumping around a little. I've sung it a few times in the last month, but I never tire of it. I like the sentiment.
It's a brilliant song.
Thank you so much.
We're very excited to have you on the show, and you're here because you're doing a gig at the GH Hotel tomorrow night.
I am. So I'm looking forward to it. I've done a few gigs since I've been here, and it's gone down so well. And, you know, I like coming out to... The gay crowd have been very supportive of me, and I like to be just as supportive. We'll have fun tomorrow, definitely.
Now, what can people expect? You're going to do a bit of everything? You're going to concentrate on a particular era?
Well, it's just just fun, really, and it's an upset. So I'd expect a lot of dancing and a lot of whooping. That'll make me feel at home. That can work.
Sounds good. Now, I suppose if we look at your career, Heather, you were the voice of M People, like what we just heard, which ended up selling millions and millions of albums around the world. What was that like? What kind of sticks out from all of that for you?
I think the biggest thing is that we were able to touch people with what we did, and that people... down the line, down the years, have still supported us. I think that that the music resonated at the time, and people liked my voice, and I think the combination worked, and that people were that enthusiastic. Because you do something, and you're in the studio, and you're writing, and you're recording, and you're not too sure whether how it will be received, and that it was received in such a fashion, I think was satisfying, without having to compromise anything, you know, our sound, not the way I sounded, not the way that we wanted to record, so that we were able to do it on our own terms. I think that's stands out for me the most.
Yeah, and I think as people really love the music that you did, and it was always a feel-good music, wasn't it? It wasn't, you know, they got people really feeling good about themselves and the music that you were doing. I mean, there's, you know, Moving On Up, there's One Night in Heaven, there's just, you know, these are songs that we just equate to having a great night out.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the songs that were the hits have been those kind of songs. And I grew up on a council estate in West London, and you know, there is always a modicum of, you know, you financial constraints, and mm-hmm. you know, life is not so easy, and I was also a young black child of immigrant parents. It wasn't, you have to find your own road, you have to make your own path, and you have to decide early on whether that's going to be a positive, happy one or not. And and I decided that I was going to be me, and the me that I saw,
yeah.
as opposed to what was reflected upon me at school and in society in general. So to be happy, you have to have known sad, and I prefer happy.
Yeah, damn
yes,
right.
I agree. Now we can't talk to you today without talking about the basically anthemic song Proud, which obviously for our community, for the gay community, has been a huge part of our lives. It was a big part of the Queer as Folk TV series, but
yeah,
it's also...
Yeah, they asked if they could use it. Yeah,
Oprah loved it as well, and
the
I think they used it over. Well, the Olympics. Yeah, I was back in England for the Olympics, and it was everywhere. I mean, you know, because it is. I mean, and even the words "What have you done today to make yourself?" You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable, and it's they're using it in Miranda as well, aren't they?
They are.
You were all right with that?
Oh yes, definitely. Just the whole thing has taken on a life of its own. I've sung it from church to gay clubs to choirs to solo endeavours, and what I like about it just goes to show that people are people,
yeah,
and that what motivates us is the same things, and what we want out of life is the same things, and we want to be happy within ourselves, and that's not at the expense of somebody else. It's not that I'm better than you. It's just that I am trying to live my life in as best possible way that suits me and doesn't encroach on someone else.
Yeah,
but then
exactly.
again, that's the same thing. You know, their lives mustn't encroach upon yours.
Mm.
They mustn't dictate to you. And you have to, like I said before, you have to find your own road, and you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror and be. You should be relatively happy with what you see.
Yeah, what you like. Yes.
Yeah, it's not just what you physically see. It's,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's more than just the physical, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, what has it been like having that song basically be beamed around the world as part of Oprah Queer as Folk Olympics, etc.?
For me,
has it made you proud?
Has it made you rich?
Well, I ain't poor.
Good on you. We love that.
But it's, you know, you do something, and it's not the monetary and financial gains.
But because, it helps.
You know, I'm not the richest person out there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, but to be able to be in music and make a living, put a roof over my head,
yes.
educate my child, I feel very privileged. Don't get me wrong. But I think with the song, there's so many different types of people have taken it on board, and it means so much to so many people. And that's quite humbling. That makes me feel. I would say that makes me feel happy.
Yeah.
It's just a little word, but I always wanted to be able to sing like a few bars of a song and people cheer and people recognize it and have love for
yeah,
that
well,
song.
Yeah, well, we too, yeah.
So, you know, for me, it's been a landmark.
That's why you had that longevity, because your voice is so distinctive. Well, it is, you know, and that you did sing only a few bars in Perfect Day, and we immediately know it's you.
Yeah, I did Perfect Day. That was like 16 years ago. I had just had my son, and I hadn't been singing for months because, you know, I was deep into motherhood.
Mm.
And so by the time Perfect Day came along, I was ready to sing. I'd learned all the words. And I went into the studio, and I sung the song from top to bottom twice, and they were all just like, they just all looked at me and gaped. I was looking at them saying, it is all right, isn't it? And they were like, oh, it's fantastic, Heather.
Right.
Like, okay, then. I'm glad you approve. Yeah, so it's a great song. I think, as well, I've always done songs, whatever the theme, that means something to me, that I can infuse myself and my personality.
Mm-hmm.
And what with the boys being, the guys being the writers and knowing me so well, and my involvement in that process, they've always been reflective of my personality. And, you know, proud I co-wrote. So, like I said, even though Perfect Day isn't something that I wrote,
it's an amazing song.
Yeah,
isn't it?
And Lou Reed's gone now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what a legacy, like you.
Yeah.
And, you know, people that do the music that they really want to do, and then can actually go, I'm proud of what I've done.
Yeah,
I'm proud of my legacy.
And he was out there on a tangent,
mm-hmm.
but he was always true to himself to the end. And you can't ask more than that for
no.
yourself. You know, because when you're gone, it's not the money that's in the bank. It's what you've done and what
yeah.
you've left behind, and has it been worthwhile?
Well, we love a walk on the wild side.
I'm sure you do.
We love it.
And I'm sure you do it very well.
We certainly do, Heather Small.
Walk. Now, tomorrow night, then, you'll be on... Are you on your own on stage?
I've got two singers with me.
All right.
Yeah.
Not on your own. I was a bit worried. I just wanted to make sure you're all right.
We were going to offer, but if you've got two singers, Heather Small, that's all right.
I came prepared. The next time I know that Roald Dalton will always help me.
Yeah, exactly yes. right.
The fine bone china will give you a bit of assistance.
Yeah, you don't need paying, do you?
No.
It's just like getting up there and walking wild.
Yeah, we want to be able to look in the mirror and look back and see something nice as well. We don't need any money.
No, exactly.
Now, tomorrow night at the GH, you will be on stage doing your thing with those lovely singers.
Yeah.
And we wish you all the luck in the world because
Thank you so much.
And we want new. Will we get a new album? When are we getting a new album?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Right, come on.
Oh,
we've waited long
I'm
enough.
Sure.
You've had your time off. Right.
It's been lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, right. And you. And have a good one tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Goodbye,
Thank
darling.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.